The question was asked, as far as reading Megillah publicly and reading along with the Chazan, what should one do? So technically, in order to be Yotze Megillah, one has to hear the Megillah read from a kosher klaf, a kosher Megillah written on kosher klaf. And most people don't have kosher klaf before them, and even if they do, they don't know how to read that kosher klaf. So we are Yotze with what the Chazan reads. Now what happens if you miss a word? So technically, how are we Yotze with what the Chazan reads? Because we say Shomea Ka'one. His reading with the intent to be motzi us, and our listening with the intent that his reading is on our behalf. So there's a concept in halacha called shomea kione, that when one listens with that intent in halachic circumstances like prayer or reading in the Torah, his listening equals his having said it himself. Shomea kione. The listener with that intent, it's as though he himself would have said it. So long as we hear the words of the Megillah being said, so it's as though we ourselves read it. What happens when we miss a word? So now we can't say that, well, that's as though I said it because I didn't hear it. So that's when one can fill in a word on one's own. Meaning if you miss a word, you could say that word. But then what happens? You're saying it by heart because you don't have a kosher klaf before you. So the halacha says that reading one word by heart is okay. Reading one sentence is okay. The majority of the Megillah has to be read from the klaf. We're not going into technically how much has to be read from the klaf. But when you hear it from the Chazan, so almost all the Megillah you're hearing from the Chazan. When you read along with the Chazan, that's okay. The problem is, if you read out loud, then the guy next to you might end up listening to you and not the Chazan. When he's listening to you, you can't read on his behalf. So that's why we say, read along quietly. This way, if you miss a word, then your own reading will count for that word, because you're reading along with the Chazan, and even though you don't have a kosher Megillah, for one word or one pasuk or one sentence, that's still kosher. But don't read out loud, because the guy next to you, who's listening, if he's listening to you instead of the Chazan, you cannot be motzi him because you don't have a kosher Megillah in front of you. So for one word, one pasuk, okay. But you never know what people are listening to you for. Yeah? So that's why the instruction is read quietly along with the Chazan. Now what happens if you missed the word and you were not reading along with the Chazan? So then we have a klal in Megillah, just like we have a klal in Kriyas Shema and in Hallel. That has to be read in correct order. You can't read Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad. Es Hashem Lokecha Ve'ahavta. Fill in the word Ve'ahavta. Oh, I forgot the word Ve'ahavta. I'll fill it in now. You can't do that. You have to read Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Lokecha. So let's say the Chazan is reading Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. Who? And you missed the word who. Achashverosh Hamolech. Realize you missed the word who because someone just fired a firecracker, so you missed it. So you say who. That's not good because now it's out of order. So you have to read from the word who until where the Chazan is up to. You caught up to him, now you can listen to him again. Meaning, whatever words you're going to read, you have to read up to where the Chazan is reading. You can't just stick in that word out of order. That's why the best idea is to read along with the Chazan. Clear? Yeah? Okay, if we're already discussing this, I'll just add a few more points. When we hear the Chazan making the brachas, he's making the brachas on our behalf. We should have that in mind and say amen. When the Chazan makes the Shechayonu, we should have in mind that the Shechayonu is not only for the Megillah, but also for the mitzvot of the day. The mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, Mishloach Manos, the mitzvah of the Suda of the day. It's on the day as well, not just on the Megillah. And the Chazan will be motzias with that as well. At the end of the Megillah, the Chazan says the bracha. At the end of the Megillah, Harav Es Rivenu, Adon Tzidinenu. Again, we answer amen and have in mind that that is on our behalf. We then say Shoshanat Yaakov, etc., which everyone should say. Make sure you have a good kosher Megillah with you. So a Megillah, not just one in the back of the Chumash, but if you're going to use the one in the back of the Chumash, then you need a Siddur along with you so you could say all those piyutim at the end of the Megillah, because if you're using a Chumash, they don't print them in the back of the Chumashim. The Shoshanat Yaakov and the continuation of the piyutim. Any questions? Yeah. On this or something else? Okay.